Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed trading day today for the grain futures. Although some were higher, some were lower, it was relatively quiet. We had December corn up a quarter cent, 363 and a half, about 1.5 cents off the low, 2.5 off the high. March up a quarter at 370. So really kind of a slow end of this week. Of course, next week we've got a shortened holiday week with the holiday in the middle of the week. So maybe a little bit of slow market next week. Beans were also just a little bit higher, up a quarter cent in January at 857 and three quarters. That was about 5 cents off the low and about 4 cents off the high. Really since about the November 5th or so, we've been in a sideways trading pattern. Long-term, looking backwards, though, it looks like the trend is still to the downside, and we're below the moving average, and the hedge funds are short. So there's still some downside pressure that could happen on the beans. Wheat futures were low today. They were down 1 to 1.5 cents in the Chicago wheat. Kansas City were down about 1 cent today. Kansas City March closed down three quarters at 469 and three quarters, about a quarter cent off of its low. July 16, Kansas City, the crop in the ground now, was down 5 3/4 at 491 on the low.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
The market news is really quiet today. There wasn't just a whole lot of action on the news front. There was 120,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. And then, of course, the December option for the grains expired today. So today was the last trading day for the December options. Some days on end of the option expirations, you get some volatile moves as the market tries to seek out the big positions in the options. But that wasn't the case today. Now we have an on-feed report on the cattle market today. It's coming out here at 2 o'clock. Early estimates are on-feed of 102.3% or 10.218 million head. Marketed estimates are 96% or 1.625. And then place estimates are 95% or about 2.2 million head. And that comes out at 2 o'clock p.m. this Friday. Choice and select here at midday were just slightly lower. Down choice was down 6 cents to 204.77. Select down 35 cents to 292.99. Have not seen any developed cash trade at this point. It was 127 bid and 131 ask in Kansas. There was some 195 trade in Nebraska earlier today.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle down 20 at 129.70, February down 2 at 132.02, January feeder cattle 120 higher at 163.65, March up 147 at 162.02, December lean hogs up 205 at 57.45, February up 160 at 58.32, December Kansas City wheat down 5.5 at 457, March down 5 3/4 at 470.5, December Chicago wheat down 2 1/4 at 488.5. December corn down 1 at 363.25. March down 0.5 at 369.75. January soybeans down 2.5 at 857.5. March down 2.5 at 860.5. December cotton down 154 at 60.04. March down 29 at 62.83. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.